Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. You know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armour of right living. In this life, everything is limited by time. You might want to have another day to complete your revision, but when the examination day comes, there's no more time. You might have lots of worthy things to do, but the aeroplane won't wait for you. You may be a great athlete and keen to do more training, but when the starting pistol is fired, there is no more time. Paul wanted his readers to have a clear understanding that their time was fast running out, and so they needed to be on their toes, ready to serve God here and now, and not to put it off. It would seem that Paul, in common with most of the early Christians, was expecting Jesus to return at any moment. However, the fact is that whether we die or the Lord returns before our death, our lives are very brief. And we need to ensure that every moment is devoted to serving him. Paul encouraged the Roman Christians to get rid of their old way of life with its selfishness and destructiveness. They needed to abandon it like a set of dirty clothes. This wasn't an automatic process, but something that they had to choose. And it's interesting to see the number of times that Paul had to remind his readers of this. When you become a Christian, the Lord loves you so much that he wants you to change, and that process of transformation can take many years. But as we accept the new suit of clothes, we find that it's like shining armour, equipping us to serve God however tough the opposition might be. The evil one will always be whispering in our ears that there's plenty of time, that we don't need to hurry. But the Lord's word to us is that the time is short. We need to live our Christian lives with a daily sense of urgency. Let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for those times when we are lazy and slow to follow you. Help us to live this day and every day with a sense of purpose and urgency. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.